Welcome.
Sorry, Geekbot's yelling at me. It's 10 a.m. in my time zone, David, so Geekbot's sending me all Slack messages.
Oh, I was wondering.
Yeah, it's set to do 10 a.m. in the person's time zone, which makes it the end of the day for me. But anyway, downfall. Okay, so let's get started. We have a few things on the agenda. An active proposal, a closed and past proposal, so a few things to talk about. So should we just dive into the agenda?
Yeah, indeed. I think that's okay. A good start.
Okay, so first thing is off topic slash other, and it says, team, how are things moving marketing and comms wise to make a big impact? So yes, Gabby has been exceptionally busy with the marketing and the socials. Jesse's been on calls too, and yeah, it's just, the negotiations take some time. You know, it's a lot of explaining the network, explaining what the effect network platform is. Maxos, please. Sorry, my intern is still in here with me until next week when he goes back to school. There's a few things about partnerships that's involved with the marketing stuff, and I'll dive into that more when we get to that item that's on the agenda. But to make a big impact, we're just trying to polish everything now that it's gone on to mainnet and getting things in motion to attract developers to finish their dApps that are in development and launch on mainnet, and to attract new dApps to the network and really polish the platform so it's super easy for both requester and worker to get things done. So as far as making a big impact, it's going to be just marketing the product, you know, in the best way that highlights how you can use it. And what's possible with it.
Indeed, we're also writing up a proposal right now to ask request funds. Hey, Jesse, welcome. We're talking about the first agenda item, how things are moving marketing and comms-wise to make a big impact. Writing a proposal to request some funds in order to incentivize hackathon participants, such as like we discussed last time. So we were thinking that we would request some funds and get the first 5 dApps or hackathon participants that loads up their dApp onto mainnet, like we'll get then the rewards from that proposal. But yeah, we still kind of need to nail down how much that's going to be. That's the only thing that's kind of missing right now.
Yeah, Gabby and I just got done with a big strategy meeting and brainstorming meeting. And I'll share something, a phrase we came up with that kind of ties in with that. And I don't think you've even heard this yet, Jesse, because I just got off the call with her before this DAO call. So I couldn't catch you and David up with it. But we came up with the phrase, mainnet launch-a-thon. What do you think?
You mean, it makes sense. Yeah, I like it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we liked it.
Yeah, it's a good combo.
A launch-a-thon. Not a hackathon, a launch-a-thon. So, yeah.
Nice. No, I didn't hear that yet, but lunch-a-thon. All right. I let it sink in for a bit.
Indeed, besides that, we also had a partnership with Fend Marketing. I'm not sure if that was already announced.
No, I don't think she announced it yet.
Okay, but then it's a preview, a sneak peek.
A sneak peek, yeah. Fem Marketing, it's a really cool project. And it's all about women in Web3. There is a huge growing community of women in Web3. It's like exploding. So the dynamic of mostly men in Web3, that's dwindling fast. But they do a lot of like workshops and events and seminars, and it's really they're onboarding. Their mission is basically to onboard and get as many women in Web3 as possible and cultivate relationships and partnerships, and it's really inspiring. It's really positive, and it's growing big quickly. And so our partnership with them will be a lot at first with like Effect Socials to help them grow their community. So it's a really good partnership. I'm excited about it. Gabby's been in a lot of meetings with them about getting everything in order to do this. And I'm excited for it. It's going to be good for the network, good for the workers, and equally good for Fem Marketing. So
it's definitely a very systemic problem within the industry, and I'm very proud that we're partnering up with them and cooperating with them.
Yeah, me too. And more of that, it's going to come out on some social posts of ours to announce the partnership and things. I think next week? I gotta look on the schedule again because it's moved a few times. But yeah, that's one really cool project that we're partnering with that the news will be coming out on. So yeah. Jesse, did you want to touch on numbers? That potential partnership?
Oh, Numbers Protocol, yeah, of course. So yes. Good news on the Fem Marketing side. Yeah, it's some good progress there. And the Numbers Protocol, that's Alex did a great job there reaching out to their team, and they were pretty excited about working with us. I've been talking with Stefan from their team for a while on Telegram. They're really nice group of people. They're making something really cool. I was on holiday last week for a bit, but I did chat with them over those days, and in the end they said like they were pretty excited to work with us, but they still are a bit early in their development to start with data labeling. So I think at this point they basically don't need data labeling right now, but they're sort of really eager to explore that and maybe do a campaign in the future. So yeah, I think it's definitely an open option, and I think they like for them they should they seem to be really excited to use Effect Network for the data labeling. I'm keeping that relationship obviously open and we're chatting there, but like I don't think on the short term they need data labeling. But maybe I'm trying to get on a call with them as well. Maybe we can do some brainstorming. I'll definitely include Alex and maybe you, Rochelle, if they're open for some brainstorm maybe a call to explore some options. But after the offer, they basically said, all right, we don't need it right now, but let's keep in touch for a little bit later down the road.
So you could say we're on standby then for that with them.
Yeah, it's on standby and we're in good contact. So there is a potential there, yeah.
Also, the Nowhere one is also interesting, I think. Where we're researching a prototype for Nowhere to see if we can have some kind of partnership with them. It's very early stages, but I think that one might also be very interesting. But yeah, nothing concrete yet, just still early phase research.
Nice. Nice. You mean to actually integrate with their software as well, or?
Yeah. So they've been wanting to find a way of like getting people to track how long their user retentions are, and they've been wondering like if we can help them with that. And me and Lawrence would have researched a bit like of how their API works, how much of their information is available, so that we can kind of help them with user retention.
Cool. Yeah, I heard about it. So yeah, I was away for a few days, but a lot happened. So cool. I saw that coming by. So I'm definitely catching up with you guys. It would be awesome if we can do some integration. To help them out on the data side. So cool. Exciting.
Yeah. And the hackathon participant guy behind Catalog, I've been messaging with him strategies about setting up his workforce and his tasks. And I'm going to try to get a call with him to help him along with that and also see how far along he is in the process on that part, not the technical SDK part. So yeah, I'm excited for that. So happy he's working on it.
Shall we move on to the next agenda item?
Yeah, let's do it. So it says RW. Is that Ron or Robert?
Richard,
okay. Has offered to create some videos for the DAO, but needs content provided. Is there a targeted content that would be most useful at this time? Like DAO-sponsored marketing.
I think I tried to put something together, and I'm just not able to right now.
I think maybe get Gabby in contact with him.
Definitely. So Gabby. Can, we definitely need some marketing materials. I think around, he's specifically referring to doing some designs as well or animated?
Well, did I get that right? I'm not.
Create videos for the DAO.
Yeah, we were on a call with him, and of course I didn't record it, and my memory is not good if I don't. So basically, he offered to make some videos. Now, I think they would be of high quality for marketing, advertising type of videos, but he needs content. So now it might be content like what effect is, a bit of the history, or it could be content that is, this is where we're at, so this is, the future's looking bright, come join us. It could be anything, really. I think he just really wanted to be helpful in some way, and he can make videos.
Yeah, I think we need to connect him with Gabby. She would be the best source. Help him with content and stuff for that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
There are also some other DAO videos available online on YouTube, for example, that kind of explain the gist of it. And if anything, we can also guide them through any additional steps of what value the DAO brings and what you can do with the DAO and how it's supposed to interoperate with the force. So, if anything, we can have a chat with them and inform them of how it works and answer any questions they have and point them into the right documentation.
Yeah. Okay, I'll get him connected with Gabby. He was quite clear that he's not a content writer. Like, he can't do the dialogue or anything like that. I'll get them to together. Okay, so that's really all that was.
Do you have any, how big his audience is?
I don't know. I don't recall really if he was, if it was just for us and then we distribute it, or if he had an audience to distribute it to. I just don't recall what he had in mind. I'll have to just touch base with him again. But definitely getting him with Gabby would be good.
Okay. No, exciting. Exciting to hear what they'll manage to whip up.
Yeah. I mean, it might be a slow process, but it'll be a good addition.
Yeah, send her a message on Discord. I'm also giving her a heads up about the topic as well. Mm-hmm. So she knows to watch for messages about it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what format Richard's most active with, Telegram or Discord, but she's on both, so. Okay, that's all for me on that. You can go to the next item.
Yeah, so the next item is, do we have any news about partnerships and upcoming tasks, which I think we already touched upon on the first agenda, with the first agenda item.
Yeah, we just didn't touch on the upcoming tasks. I think maybe we'll just address that. So, upcoming tasks, you can expect to see a lot of stuff going on with Affect Socials. We're finalizing how that dApp works. It's, of course, deployed to mainnet, but there's some things that need improved, and then people can expect a lot of socials tasks. And then when the FEM marketing partnership starts rolling out, there'll be a lot of tasks with them with that. But as far as any other tasks that aren't, like, put up by us, who knows? You know, I keep checking the platform every day in the morning when I start my morning coffee just to see if anything's popped up. That's kind of exciting thing for me with it being decentralized now. Anybody can put up tasks, like, at any time. So I always hope every morning to be surprised. We'll see. The first time I'm like super surprised, of course, I'm going to blast it all over Discord. Did anybody else have any input on them?
Indeed. We've noticed as well that it's not being actively used, and we're planning on pushing it more and getting other people to use it as well instead of only FEM marketing.
I don't recall, and I've missed a few meetings, but are we still looking at having another hackathon at some point?
Maybe at some point. I mean, our first one, it was pretty cool. The creative uses, you know, that came on, especially like catalog and Vibelize.
I think
I want to see GitStar deploy to mainnet. I really like that one.
Yeah.
But I think right now the focus is what we coined a launch-a-thon, getting the development apps going and attracting people. But I would love to do another one after we get these guys going.
Well, we did have a discussion about it 2-3 calls ago, if I'm not mistaken. And the idea was that maybe we should focus this time more on a business development hackathon where business developers would try to develop ideas on how to create a sustainable business using Effect Network. The technical know-how and documentation is there, but we are kind of lacking viable business models. And the idea was that it would be a bit smaller, but that it would also help people figure out how to use a distributed workforce and the platform in order to create their own business.
I've seen a few ads.
I think that's amazing.
I've seen a few ads for centralized versions. Similar to Fiverr or I don't recall their names, but I've seen a couple of ones that I hadn't seen before. And I feel like it would be nice to see some ads pop up for Effect Network, and like they're not decentralized, but they're the same kind of thing. I wish I could remember them. Anyway, that'd be nice. It'll come.
Indeed. Like in my mind, Fiverr is still a bit different compared to what Effect Network is, but that in that sense, we're still more similar to Amazon Mechanical Turk.
It's not Fiverr per se. I'm thinking of there's a couple of I've seen, and they're basically one's AI training and one was microtasking. But it wasn't Fiverr.
Oh, you're talking about the human one, right?
No, they weren't crypto at all. No, I just can't recall. But they weren't crypto. They were just decentralized like Amazon, but not Amazon, right? So it's like these little microtask businesses are there. So there is some level of competition, but not in this Web3 space. And I don't know if it's relevant at all. I mean, if the push is for Web3 space, really, as that develops to be on the ground level with that. I don't even know what the point of that conversation was. It just popped in my head. Anyway.
No worries. Thanks for the input. So the proposals.
Of the former last hackathon, were you able to contact the other participants? I think another big one was the Delos team.
I haven't been in touch with them. I'm not sure, if anybody else on the team has been.
I'm not sure about Delos or the team specifically. Yeah, we're still reaching out slowly to teams. I'm talking with some of them, like IFX is migrating there, trying to migrate it to mainnet or working in it at least. We had some questions last week in the chat of some team member of some participants working on it. It's a good idea. I think Delos is one of the super cool major apps that could be migrated over as well. So we should reach out to them. I'm not sure if anyone spoke with them in the last few days, but we will pursue that for sure. And if we do a launch it on or something, it should be like a campaign, right? I think last time we discussed this in the last meeting as well, and then we had some with me and David and Lawrence and Jair, we also had some talks about it, and we were working on a guide to sort of how to migrate over, because it would be kind of energy and time consuming to reach out and then having to sort of individually assist them in the steps, which we're basically doing now, but it's not too scalable. So I think if we have this guide, then we can sort of share that and publish that and then start really reaching out. I think this guide is already being worked on, right, David? I'm not sure if you already made progress there, but I think that's something we would like to work on this week as well, to make sure we get like really clear, written down step for step with code examples, how to go from basically the hackathon testnet we had and how to convert it to the mainnet, including, you know, getting tokens and stuff.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I started with it, like, still not finished, but like it should be out by the end of the week.
I'll also review it because I haven't looked at it until now, but I'll also take a look and add some stuff and make sure that we can, yeah, publish this week. That would be very, yeah, cool. And I think then if we have that written down, it should be kind of easy to get all the hackathon participants, connect with them and make sure they know the guide and they can start doing that. And if we need to incentivize them a bit with EFX or with some funding, then that's, I think, the next step we're thinking about. But for now, having the information out there is the first part, I think, we wanted to tackle.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think the proposal you talked about earlier to incentivize people getting their dApps ready for, you know, the production of some EFX incentivizing is a good idea too.
Yeah, that way we can at least kind of quicken the pace where like it becomes like a competition. Like if you're within the top five, then like you'll be able to actually get a piece of the rewards instead of the people taking their time.
Yeah, I like that part.
Yeah, I'm also glad that the numbers protocol thing went pretty well. I wonder if I should also reach out, see if there's other blockchains projects that may need, like, you know, maybe open for some collaboration. I'll have to just look to it. And it just generally was like, I think, oh, actually, you know, this could actually involve EFX, I mean, EFX networks. It's really just the things that spark in my head. How's the network fee stuff going?
Yeah, the network fees are going well. I've been working on it a bit. I was off for a few days, so I'm a little bit behind on it, but I'm started again today, so it should be done. It's almost done. Implementation-wise, we had some discussions about, like, technically where at what moment we should do the payout of the fees. But it's quite clear now. So I'm going to push that code like today, tomorrow, and then we're going to do some testing and it should be deployed pretty soon. And then I'm also brainstorming already with, I've Rochelle had some ideas there, but how we can make the fee distribution visualized in a nice way, that is also important. So we're working on that part as well. So it's coming along. We're pretty close. Code-wise, it's almost finished. And then we need to do some testing, deployment, and then, you know, visualization and communication, how that works. So it's pretty nearly done, basically, technically. So how it will work is that when someone makes a batch, basically it's the moment that the fees will be paid for. So it's sort of a little bit of a price as well to create a batch, because there's always a pay, there's a payment anyways, but we're kind of discussing if it should be at the end, like when someone, when a, you know, worker pays out their earnings, or when a requester makes a campaign. At one point, the fee should be sort of settled. And we first started with doing it on the worker end, basically, on the payout. But it made things a little bit more complicated, and we don't want Yeah, it means that workers would be paying fees, while it makes more sense to have requesters basically pay the fees, which is more of a technical, like more of a conceptual thing, because I mean, fees are getting paid from somewhere, so either the rewards have to be upped so the worker doesn't notice, or it just comes from the requester end in the beginning, which makes more sense for the interface and logically. So that's where we're currently at. So the fees will come in every time a batch gets made, fees will go into the DAO. And from there, we have to sort of still work on a nice visualization so we can see, all right, how many fees did come in, and maybe a live, you know, every time tasks get posted, you can see somewhere in the dashboard that fees got transferred as well.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. Something kind of like I envisioned like happening like a year ago is kind of awesome to see it happen.
Yeah, it's quite quite late. Took a long time to get it all into place. But then none of this could have worked without having the mainnet release done and all the parts working there. But from as soon as this piece is deployed, the fees will be like, yeah, they will, every time the task gets posted, fees will come into the DAO. And I think it will be like a great, like really motivating thing. So it means that actually voting and being part of the DAO will always, you know, have these fees stream into into the DAO and distributed to the guardians. I think it will be a really cool effect if we can demonstrate that maybe with a video or with a nice thing in the dashboard where you can see the numbers. I think we can make something really cool out of it.
Yeah, definitely. The visualization would help out a lot. Yeah, something like I remember thinking about was like just having like this kind of like, I don't know how to describe it, like you could see like, you could, if it would be like if you could see lots of nodes and each node represented like a different DApp making requests, so you could see like they're like this project's, you know, doing all is making like this much in, you know, I guess a revenue, if that's the best way to call it, in the EFX, and this project's making this much in fees. And so like, yeah, like all I'm saying is a visualization, yeah, definitely will be a great addition.
Yeah, it will be really cool because now we're having the effect ecosystem expanding as well. We have only one thing in there, but we're hoping soon to have a few more, like at least 4 or 5 dApps in the effect ecosystem. And that's also where we could show for each dApp how much fees were generated with that dApp, you know, because it's really connected. You can immediately go into a dApp from the ecosystem and sort of interact using EFX. So we could actually visualize also things there, like the main earning dApps, you know, and how much fees they collected over and how many tasks were done. So, yeah, once this piece is in place for the fees, we can really make cool visualizations and make it really, you know, tangible and motivate people to use the platform more.
Be really fun to have a sound effect feature, you know, so like every time fees go, there's like a cash register cha-ching. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know if you.
That'd be fun.
I don't know the exact size of my head, but I remember watching a like for like Bitcoin and Ethereum, you can. It's like a highway, and you can see like the transactions go and stuff like that. And so, for like various different contract addresses, you can see like how much throughput's happening and stuff like that. I may want to post it again. Yeah, I think in regards to dApps, it seems like with the hackathon, we got like with Catalog, I think that's like going to be the best because ultimately, he has the incentive to build it all up because he's making, like, you know, the vast majority of any profit there is. And so he has pretty much incentive for it to be successful. Like, other projects like IFX are great, but they're, like, more like a tech demo, which is, like, has great potential, like, in the future, but not necessarily, you know, for tasks right now. Yeah, I think we really just need to like get the ball rolling, and if we can get like 5 or 10 apps like Catalog, where they just, you know, have the incentive to just do it because they're gonna make money off it, I think that would really just like avalanche, and as people, like, as we have, like, you know, working case studies to demonstrate, like, how great this platform is. So I'm glad to see it's all coming along together. I have been working on trying to get a Relayer node running, but I don't know, I asked about the environment variables, and I guess I'm just kind of confused, like, how am I supposed to, test the Relayer node, like, so I know it's working? Like, what, like, in abstract, what is the process?
Yeah, we definitely missed some documentation around the Relayer, how to run it. We would need to provide, I think, of a little guide as well, how to run a Relayer. It's been on the calendar. Really cool that you're trying, by the way. That's awesome. It would be amazing if you can get that done, and if we can get some community run Relayers, that would be, like, super amazing, because that's the entire idea of it. We haven't been too much pushing it because it's just not been the priority. But if you're actually doing it, awesome. We're going to make then some tips on how to run it. I have to review it as well. I'll check also with Jair, who wrote, like, the main part of the Relayer infrastructure. So we will just check. At the moment, it's sort of configured to run in a digital ocean droplet type of way, but I think it should be quite easy to run it, like, anywhere at the moment already. But we just need to document, because you need to put in the environment variables, you know, the format of your private key. You need to set up, like, a HTTP endpoint for reaching out to your node. Yeah, I'll take a look. I'm writing it down, so then I'll share in Discord a little guide, or at least some tips after I spoke with you here on how you can set that up. But it should be possible. Just the lack of documentation is maybe not making it so easy.
Yeah, like, I'm in the process of my little calculator tool. I was using Vercel, which is, like, a serverless thing, but serverless kind of sucks in that, like, it's not very, like. Or rather, like, it's kind of hard to, like, really use, like, if you, like, a DigitalOcean node, like, you pay $5 a month, but you get actually a lot. Like, you get the whole, you know, this whole server, right? You can have as many websites as you want. So I'm kind of in the process of porting it over to my own droplet. But, yeah, I pull the Relayer node, but I'm, like, you know, like, I get stuck. I'm thinking, like, what do I do now? Like, even if I set up, like, I got the private keys and all that, just, like, it's like, how do I know, like, what do I do? So, yeah, I am kind of, like, a bit unsure of what to do next. So a guide will definitely help out.
But I do think even our infrastructure right now is set up in a way that it'll only look at our Relayer. And we would need to build an extra piece in order to load balance in between the different Relayers that would be available.
Yeah, it would be nice to have, like, some way to, like, test, like, I don't know, like, maybe some pre-written code for, like, some sort of task, so you can, like, use your own node for a test task to relay and to know, like, you know, that it works, something like that.
But it should already be possible, David, to just change the Relayer in the config, right, of the SDK. So when you initialize the SDK, I think you can just provide which Relayer you want to use. And I think that's where we can provide it.
We could then split the requests in between the two of them.
I guess another thing then could be, like, analytics. Because how would you actually load balance it other than, I guess, like, just in the chain, go to the next one over and over?
Yeah, I'm thinking about flipping a coin. Just, like, get a random function, and 50% of the time it'll make a call to one, and the other 50% of the time it'll make a call to the other one.
Because, like, for me, I'm only having, like, you know, a $5 droplet on this. So, like, I would probably only want, you know, 5% of the traffic or something like that, you know. Something small. I wouldn't want to take half.
I do think that like we're also running ours on a really cheap droplet, to be honest. It doesn't take that much resources to run the relayer.
Well, we say that now, but we don't necessarily have that much activity. Is there like a, have you done like a stress test to see how far it can go?
No, we haven't, but it's mostly just handling requests. And I don't think, I think it should be able to handle a couple of hundred thousand, a couple of hundred requests concurrently at any one time relatively easily.
Yeah, we did, and we didn't really test it, just a little bit, but it's because in the essence, it's just basically a relayer, like a proxy type server that just proxies transactions through the node with very, you know, it parses a JSON and does quick check and basically handles it over to the ES node. So the limit definitely is at the EOS node side, because the relayer itself should be able to handle, you know, on a cheap server, thousands of transactions per second, at least, on like a $5 droplet, I'd say. So it shouldn't be like the server size of the relayer shouldn't be really a bottleneck. Of course, relayers can go down. So for like reliability, it's nice to have community run relayers, and also for distributing a bit of the expenses, as in the EOS resources, because we need to pay for the EOS transactions. That's mainly the expensive part for the relayer. And the capacity of the EOS nodes is not that high. So when a relayer fails, it will often be because the EOS node behind it is slower than the requests the relayer is getting, or that the resources of the EOS account are down or too low. So I think the capacity wise, the relayers are really they're efficient enough for sure to handle any load that we get.
Is there a benefit for being a relayer?
Money.
We discussed this a few times, so that's at the moment not really. Like we have thought about ways to incentivize being a relayer. One of them is there's easy ones we could do right now today, which basically is request a DAO for funds or request a community for funds. Or another one could be that you embed fees in your relayer. That's also a scheme you could build. We didn't build that yet because right now, relaying the relaying is not, it's sort of people do it. If you have community run relayers, it's sort of for nonprofits right now. I think it's just to support the network, and maybe you can get some funding from the DAO for it. I think that would be very fair. If someone says, hey, I've run a relayer for a while now, you know, people can use it in case the Effect Network official relayer is down, people can use mine. I think it would be a really fun thing for the DAO to sort of fund that, to motivate people to experiment and do it. But in the protocol level, we do not have an incentivization mechanism yet. But there's many options there. So it's just I don't think the priority right now to actually build one out.
And is that something a non-techie could set up? Like become a relayer without being
not really.
A developer?
Being a relayer is quite technical right now. You need to run a server, and you need to set up the EOS accounts and the private keys and give it to the server. So that's sort of a process. Mm-hmm. I mean, in the future, you could basically, maybe we could make like Raspberry Pis or something, right? That are already set up as a relayer. So you could sort of just plug them in. Something like that could work. Then it would be for non-techies easier to access it.
Well, someday that might be necessary.
Yes, I think so.
No.
I know on DigitalOcean there are pre-made apps, so I imagine you could probably at some point just have a script people run to set up the server for pretty much everything, and all they have to do is input the environment variables.
Yeah, that would be ideal. So somebody in the DAO chat asked, how can I get my DAP listed as in development on the ecosystem page?
Yeah, good question. Right now, you just have to make a PR in GitHub. So the website is open source, so you would make a PR in GitHub. We should maybe make a little guide on how to do it. If you even open an issue in GitHub, I guess someone could make the PR for you. It's just editing the JSON file in a location. So maybe a good idea, David, to make like a little guide as well. Maybe we should have... We're working, Rochelle was working on a special Gitbook thing for these guides, I think, or we have to use the DAO one or something. But it would be nice if we have a little guide on how to add your DAP, because it's quite simple to just make the JSON entry in GitHub. And then it will automatically be deployed once we approve it.
Yeah, if anything, like we can also help you get set up quickly. Yeah, just shoot me a DM and I'll help you.
Yeah, definitely. If people want to add their DAP now, then just send a DM to any of us, or just put it in the Discord channel, and we can like quickly add it for you. It takes a minute to do so. So, but it's open for anyone to add. So, but if you need any help, just let us know. And if there's more people coming, which of course that's what we're aiming for, and that's what's gonna happen, we will make sure that there's a guide on how to like add yours to the ecosystem.
I'm adding this guide topic to my list for the things I'm working on adding in Gitbook. But yes, as Jesse mentioned, I'm creating a bunch of guides to post. I was talking with Lawrence and Nicole, I think earlier this week or Monday or Friday, about where best to put them. And we figured a page, we just have to redesign it and edit it a bit and update it. And so once I get going on those, I'll make sure everyone knows that they're available and they'll be linked on the website. And I think also within the platform as well.
Yeah, it'd be easy enough to link to them from Gitbook.
Shall we discuss the proposals?
Yes, let's go to proposals.
So there's one proposal. It's Breeze. Approval for DAO Telegram rules.
Yeah, nothing too complex.
Yeah, it seems pretty straightforward. A rule for the DAO Telegram channel, a rule book for the DAO Telegram channel, and on the face of it, it seems like a good idea. It seems like, you know, a pretty like common sense,
but
I think it will pass with flying colors, but I'm not sure how the rest feel about it.
It's just a simple construct right now. If we, as we grow, and it is growing slowly, and people are slowly starting to use it. Mostly I'm posting, like transferring the tweets from, you know, official posts from Discord. I'll post in there. Reminders about voting, reminders to put things in the agenda. But people are starting to use it. It's calming down, just in Telegram's calming down, which is nice.
Yeah, I like this proposal. I like that they came up with rules for how they want to govern the Telegram channel, and I really appreciate the fact that, you know, since it's the DAO doing this, the DAO should also be aware of, you know, how they want to run it, and it, you know, anything formal needs voted on with the DAO with just about everything. So this really, really is good for everyone to vote in, because then that means they agree that that's how it's going to be, and I like that.
Yeah, I think as it's, there's a small little committee, if you will, of mods and admins, and we do some discussion outside of the Effect Network, Effect Owl channel. You know, we came up with these rules, and they're not set in stone, but it's something to start with, and it's pretty simple, and it's something that the mods can point to if they're having difficulties. Oh, the other thing, it's not on a proposal. Maybe it could go on a proposal. If we identify DAO members, that they could have the privilege of being able to add people to the channel, and also to run a live stream or like a voice chat if they wanted to. But no other admin privileges, just those two things. So if they identify as a DAO member, and we'd have to verify. It's not that hard to verify, I suppose. I mean, there's a lot of members in there that I already know are DAO members. Sorry. But we'd have to verify them, and then we can identify as DAO members and give them those two privileges. But that could go up for a proposal too, to make it more official, see what people think.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see why not. Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I
think... Yeah, rules look good, and I think... Like, I don't know, I never did anything with Telegram, so... Well, I mean, it seems reasonable for people to use those things. I think verifying is just as simple as just having them send a transaction with their account.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's taking what's officially announced, what I'm already doing. So every time there's a tweet posted in the Discord, then I will link it in that channel. So as part of my admin duties, that's what I think is important, is to relay that communication over to people who are not Discord users and are quite insistent on not being Discord users, and that's fine. So we're sharing information on both platforms, but this time it's just purely the community run. Community itself doing it, and I know for Rochelle it's important to keep communication both ways. It's not to be having a conversation there that isn't also, or at least anything important worth discussing, that there's invites for people to join that discussion in Discord, given in Discord. Anyway, it's slowly developing, and it's looking good, and people are really positive on there. And they're definitely going by, I feel like there's a bit of, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it here. There's a respect that we want to grow this into a positive place for new people to come in and join and learn. So it's looking good.
Yeah, and indeed, I think that those are really great goals, and I'm also in there and looking through the chats every once in a while, and I think it's a really nice community that's slowly but surely indeed building up.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of Telegram users, and there's still a lot of people, a lot of different projects promoting Telegram, so it's still, I think it's important to have representation there. And I like the way it's heading right now. And we can't, it's like put the past behind and let's get on with building the future.
I appreciate that, Bree, that you're making sure all info on the Telegram side and the Discord side, you know, is back and forth. Because, you know, my big thing was that one of the core principles of the DAO's constitution is openness and transparency. And that I think it's said in our constitution that no one DAO member would know any more than the other. Right.
Yeah. Well,
gotta pull it up again. And so I appreciate that you're being the go-between and making sure everything is on both sides.
Yeah, and I'm able to do that. You know, right now I'm having to relearn what I'm able to do, and I'm able to do that. So it's something. Yeah, I think that what we're trying to do there is promote the project, not create a segregated division of where it could go, but to keep it unified and joined up. And even if there were three or four different platforms, they're all saying the same. Yeah, I think that's it for me today. I'm not sure what else I can add.
I can't think of anything else to bring up for discussion. Anybody else?
I think we're also done for the day.
Well, great. This was a good meeting.
Yeah, right on time.
Cool. Great, thanks everyone.
Yeah.
Good.
Indeed. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for listening in. And I'll see all of you at the next one.
Yep, see you then.
Yes, see you.
Have a good one.
Keep working.
Bye.
Bye.